time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishnah Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad. A little chillier this morning outside. 60 degrees outside.
Yeah, it's going to be a really nice day.
Yeah, but you know the weather's nice when you're talking about 60 being chilly.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not so bad,
yeah,
I guess.
That's perfect.
Yeah, actually, the weather doesn't look too bad here this week. We could use a little less humidity, but this is Iowa, right? We haven't moved anywhere.
No.
Yeah, it's still going to be that way. Just the way it is this time of the year. Very good. Kendall Warren is in with us this morning as we get our program started. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got used electric ranges. Have four of those to choose from. One really nice used gas range. Still have that older 18-foot chest freezer. Works good. $85 will buy it. Have six used refrigerators, two used built-in dishwashers in very good condition, several gas and electric clothes dryers. Still have that power vent natural gas water heater and one small air conditioner in the 5,000 to 6,000 BTU range. Do have a few dehumidifiers in stock. Did get in some more air conditioners of a variety of sizes. Got water heaters, gas, and electric. We deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and, of course, if there's service needed later, we'll take care of them. Gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Amana, LG, and Maytag. Full line of freestanding models on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, how about Zach Johnson yesterday? How fun was that?
All right.
The only downside was it happened on a Monday while most folks were at work.
Yeah. I liked how they actually thanked folks for changing their daily lives to be with us today.
Yeah, no kidding. Or just ignored work and watched it on the computer.
Yeah,
but yeah, how about, have you ever seen a reaction like that from a guy winning a golf tournament?
No, that was good stuff.
Just break down in tears right afterward on the course, and so much so that you can't hardly be interviewed.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, pretty cool when you see people have raw emotions like that. Okay, that's not what I want to talk about this morning, though.
Okay.
You know, we've spent a fair amount of time here at the radio station over the last week and a half or so visiting different county fairs, and one thing that's notably different, and you'll find that out when your county fair hits, if it hasn't already, is the lack of poultry. You know, the avian flu, the HPAI, the highly pathogenic avian influenza, the bird flu, a lot of folks just refer to it. Of course, the state mandated a few months back that there would be no poultry shows, at least through the calendar year this year, due to the try to stem the tide of any more spread of that. But it's been notably absent, you know, the poultry entries from the county fairs. There are no poultry shows. And it's difficult for kids because in a lot of cases, in a lot of these small county fairs, the poultry shows have been kind of growing recently because, again, those are small birds. They're small entries that folks can handle. In some cases, they might not even purchase them until a short period of time before the fair, before they show them. So it doesn't take a lot of money, it doesn't take a lot of space, and it doesn't necessarily take a ton of time compared to some of the larger livestock entries for these youngsters. It's a little easier for them to handle, especially the smaller and younger 4-H'ers. So, you know, it is kind of difficult for some of these kids. In fact, we've heard from some of these youngsters we've interviewed already at county fairs who, you know, we ask them, what'd you bring? Well, not as much as I was hoping because I had several birds I was going to bring, but I can't now. So, you know, you kind of see the response there. So, anyway, Iowa State University and Extension, South Dakota State Extension, and University of Minnesota Extension have been combining their resources to provide information about all of these types of issues and matters. And we've talked about the bird flu before, some of the basics and things, but this is kind of an update, and I found this kind of interesting because the focus here was, you know, what does it really mean for city dwellers? If you don't really have poultry necessarily, a large livestock operation on the farm, you don't have a large flock on the farm, so what does that really mean to you then? Because there have been a lot of questions, and some of them have been answered, some maybe not so correctly. Anytime you get something like this that goes on, you get some misinformation that floats around a bit too. But they ask some different questions. For example, what do we know and what's left to learn about these highly pathogenic avian influenza viruses? Well, first of all, that they are different from human influenza viruses. The flu virus that's prevalent, say, for example, during the cold and flu season, almost exclusively affects people and not other animal species. And these highly pathogenic avian influenza viruses exclusively affect birds. You're not going to catch the bird flu. They've not caused any illness in any person yet. Yeah. Who knows? But as of right now, no person has caught the bird flu, even those in close contact with a lot of the affected birds. Also, they say they're especially severe for some, but not all the birds. That term highly pathogenic refers to strains of avian influenza that can cause severe and rapid illness and death in affected poultry. And of all the birds studied, mallard ducks were found to carry the virus in large amounts while not becoming ill themselves. They, and likely other waterfowl as well, spread the virus through their droppings. Influenza viruses in waterfowl tend to affect the digestive tract rather than the respiratory tract. And turkeys appear to be more severely affected than chickens. For these particular viruses, the role of other birds hasn't been well studied, but songbirds and other non-waterfowl species, including wild pheasants, are rarely carriers of avian influenza viruses in general, but they have been implicated with the transmission of some strains of the virus. They say one backyard pheasant flock in Washington State was affected by the outbreak, but it's not been observed to affect wild pheasants at all. And they also discuss how the virus was carried to large turkey and chicken barns. It's still actually being studied because of the timing of the outbreaks and the ability for waterfowl to carry and spread large amounts of the virus. It's generally accepted that those birds carried the virus to these facilities during their migration in the spring or possibly last fall. There is some evidence that the virus could survive up to several months in the right weather conditions. Farms that are situated close to water ponds and cornfields where migratory birds spend their time tended to be more likely to succumb to an outbreak, especially after windy weather that could have blown contaminated material into the barns. Also, is there potential for avian influenza to affect poultry in towns and cities? Well, because of the presumed role that waterfowl play in the transmission of the virus, anywhere wild ducks and geese congregate could be a potential source for the virus. Shed in the birds' droppings. This could include small lakes and ponds in urban parks, retention ponds, housing developments adjacent to wetlands. So they suggest that folks should keep in mind that these viruses have no effect on people, other animals, or the safety of food. A backyard playing host to children, pets, songbirds, and gardens will be unaffected, even if the virus somehow gets dropped or blown into that space. Also, a backyard that plays host to chickens, ducks, or other domestic poultry is another story, though. Backyard poultry flocks have not been spared by the HPAI outbreaks, and infections of poultry within city limits are possible and more likely if the yard is near a site where any wild ducks or geese tend to spend any time. So, then how can you protect a backyard flock? Well, they say backyard poultry should be excluded as thoroughly as possible from contact with any wild waterfowl. They shouldn't be allowed access to nearby ponds or water sources that may have been contaminated by any wild waterfowl species. If the backyard flocks are housed near those areas, they suggest it may be prudent to provide a solid barrier between the poultry and the adjacent wetlands to prevent contaminated dust or plant material from blowing into the housing area. Even if the birds are physically kept away from these potential sources of the avian influenza, the virus can still enter their yard if people, vehicles, pets, or other animals are allowed to track in the contaminated material from the outside. Wheels, shoes, boots, and paws can all transport the avian influenza from one place to another if steps aren't taken to clean and disinfect those materials or exclude them altogether. So in some instances, we could be helping to spread that virus too just by tracking it around. All backyard flock owners, they suggest, should follow appropriate biosecurity measures. And they do have examples of those rules online as well. You can always find those. And if any unexplained death or loss or illness occurs, then they suggest that you contact a veterinarian immediately as well. And they also suggested some of the researchers in this particular effort, Russ Daly, who's a professor at the South Dakota State University Extension. He's a veterinarian and a state public health veterinarian. He suggests that they're still learning more about the highly pathogenic avian influenza viruses that recently devastated poultry operations throughout the Midwest, but more does remain to be learned. He says that influenza viruses are notorious for changing. So for those reasons, it's important that we all keep abreast of current information regarding this pathogen, especially as the wild bird migration commences this fall and next spring. So all of that could be moving around again. So I don't know if you know any more than you did earlier, but there's really no place that's perfectly safe for the fowl in those cases. So those are some helpful hints and tips. You can always find more online, and as we said, the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, the South Dakota State University Extension, and University of Minnesota Extension all have been working together to come up with more ideas and, well, just keep working on research to figure out ways to stem the tide. We haven't heard as much about that here recently as we did earlier in the spring and early summer. But that doesn't mean it's necessarily going away any more than flu strains in human beings go away. We all know how that works out season to season, right? I'll turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he can tell us more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. We've got chest freezers and upright freezers. Sizes from 5 through and including 22 cubic foot in frost-free and automatic defrost. And, of course, most of them are in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Got dishwashers, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and LG, built-in and convertible portable. Do have a closeout on a couple of LG built-in dishwashers at wholesale cost. Got washers and dryers, top load and front load, tub sizes up to 5.2 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which have a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. They have introduced some new models, which they've extended that warranty from 3 to 5 years, and that also is a 100% warranty for 5 years. Got lots of refrigerators in stock, so good selections of models, colors, and prices. Top trade-ins on any clean use working refrigerator at W&S in Atlantic, Iowa. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.